From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, August 21st. I'm Abby Larico. Today, why one area police department is nixing flock cameras, big news for those about to rock, and around the St. Louis region, local politicians are working to develop guardrails for large data centers.
These are developments that are really different from anything the state has ever seen before.
STLPR reporters Kate Grumke and Kayvon Mansouri have been keeping up with what's happening with data centers in the region, and they'll bring us up to speed coming up on The Gateway. People and advocacy groups are increasingly voicing concern over the use of flock safety license plate readers, in part because of questions over unsanctioned access to the collected information. Now, the St. Charles County Police Department says it stopped using the devices because those fears came true there. STLPR's Chad Davis reports police say a former civilian employee abused system data.
The department says it discovered an abnormal pattern of searches from the former worker. The department used an auditing tool to automatically scan questionable patterns from the beginning of the year. Police say the individual admitted to using the data inappropriately. The individual was given a termination notice and has resigned. Kirk Frizz is the St. Charles County Police Chief. He says while the department has stopped using flock, it's still working with other license plate readers.
The other license plate reader we use is we feel is better quality, and there's more checks and balances, more safeguards built in. That's easier to access than what flock provided.
The department says access to flock data has been restricted to a limited number of key supervisors and regional intelligence and information center officers. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Governor's Ham Breakfast is an annual gathering of local politicians at Missouri's State Fair. Both candidates running for Missouri's 5th Congressional District attended the Ham Breakfast yesterday. That's despite not knowing what their district will look like in November. The new Congressional 5th District stretches from the Kansas City area to as far east as Jefferson City. It also includes the Missouri State Fairgrounds in Sedalia. This new map aims to draw Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver out of his seat, in part by splitting the Kansas City area into three districts. Cleaver, though, is still hoping to represent the district. At the breakfast, Cleaver said there's a reason why redistricting happens right after the census and not halfway into the decade.
This is not an intelligent decision. I mean, it wasn't based on anything factual. It was just a phone call from Washington. We want Cleaver's out, and we want our person in, and that's it.
Republican State Senator Rick Bratton is running to unseat Cleaver. Also making a stop at the breakfast, he said he believes he can well represent both the rural and urban parts of the 5th.
Everybody wants safe streets. They want great quality education. They want the to be able to achieve the American dream, and that's what I will be able to represent and provide. I don't think that they've received that.
So the 2025 map isn't necessarily the map that will be used in the November election. An effort to suspend the map until it gets either approved or rejected by a vote of the people through a referendum is awaiting a hearing from the Missouri Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court ultimately upholds the referendum, the new map could be suspended until the vote on it occurs. The ham breakfast comes a little more than 2 weeks after Missourians soundly rejected two Republican-backed constitutional amendments. STLPR Sarah Kellogg was at the breakfast where it was clear those issues are far from being settled.
One of those proposals, Amendment 5, would have given lawmakers the ability to expand sales and use taxes in order to eliminate the state income tax. 83% of voters said no to that amendment, soundly rejecting it. Republicans have said tax cuts remain a priority, though some have expressed more interest in other taxes instead of the income tax. State Senator Curtis Gregory said while reducing personal property and property taxes are worth considering, they are also complicated issues.
My concern is, how do we keep the schools funded? How do I keep my rural road districts funded, my rural fire districts, you name it? How do we do that?
While he supported Amendment 5, Gregory said he understood the concerns people had over it. In Sedalia, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Over at the Illinois State Fairgrounds yesterday, Republicans from across the state met for GOP Day. Capital News Illinois reports that's an opportunity for party leaders and candidates to talk with supporters as they head into campaign season. Speakers pushed the messages of working together to beat Democrats and make things more affordable. But unlike previous years, Republicans avoided talking about President Donald Trump. Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey chastised current Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for focusing more on Trump than on Illinois.
Trump has nothing to do with me running for governor. There is enough political divide. If I learned anything from 4 years ago, I want to unite people. And in order for that to happen, I've got to work with independents. I've got to work with Democrats. And I know there are a lot of independents and a lot of Democrats that are they're pissed off.
Democrats hold all the statewide offices, but Republicans say they believe that people are ready for a change in November. Local food and dining enthusiasts will have a chance to sample items from dozens of restaurants this weekend as the Foodies Eat First Fest returns tomorrow and Sunday to the Post Building downtown. Event originator and host Braden Tewaldi calls it the ultimate foodie experience.
You get to actually talk to the chefs that are making these dishes, ask the questions, or just tell them thank you for, you know, this is where I got engaged. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the meal you had after maybe you lost a family member. Like, we're so intentional about it.
The event also features an interactive experience built around the hit movie Sinners and a guest appearance by New York City's famous Katz's Delicatessen. Tickets are available at foodieseatfirst.com. Tewaldi was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. St. Louis could be getting the best of an iconic rock group's tour as AC/DC has announced for one night only, Foo Fighters will be their opening act here in St. Louis. The band stepping in after the original openers, the Pretty Reckless, could no longer perform at the show that's scheduled for September 8th at the Dome at America Center. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl called the opportunity a dream come true, saying he's always wanted to live up to the awe-inspiring fury of AC/DC on stage. Tickets are still available, starting at about $52. It's a long way to the top section, but if you want to rock and roll. As public fervor over data centers continues in the St. Louis region and nationwide, local leaders are trying to put guardrails in place on the developments. STLPR's Jonathan All spoke with reporters Kate Grumke and Kayvon Mansouri about where we stand now with local data center policies.
Why are there so many efforts to put legislation together around data centers right now?
These are developments that are really different from anything the state has ever seen before. They're huge, they use huge amounts of resources like energy, and they're also really expensive and have the potential to make a lot of money, even in tax revenue. But as we saw last summer with the first hyperscale data center development that tried to come to the St. Louis region in St. Charles, it really kind of backfired. There was a lot of secrecy around the project, and there wasn't a lot of details about what exactly it was going to be and for who. And so the people in St. Charles were really upset by this, and it ended up turning into a moratorium on data centers, on large data centers like that in St. Charles. But now what we're starting to see is other communities in the St. Louis region that are saying, okay, yes, we do want to potentially bring these here, but we're going to put guardrails in place to do that in a specific way.
So this has been an issue in a lot of communities, as you mentioned, but especially St. Louis. So let's start there. What's going on in St. Louis?
Well, in St. Louis, obviously, they had this Armory data center project kind of threw a monkey wrench in their plans because they actually don't have great zoning rules. They're kind of going through this long process of redoing their zoning rules. They are almost 70 years old. So for about a year, the city's planning staff has basically been working on these new zoning rules specifically for data centers. They've been kind of going through to having very many marathon meetings, several hours long, lots of public comment. They finally got those rules passed, and they were passed on to the Board of Aldermen. But then two aldermen introduced several amendments that the bill sponsor, Alderman Ann Schweitzer, felt really weakened the zoning rules and kind of made it so they weren't doing as much. Those had to go back to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission voted to reject the changes the Alderman made. So now it has to go back to the Board of Aldermen, where they'll need a supermajority vote to pass them when they meet after the recess, and it will be voted on again, and we'll see if those come out as law.
And as that process is kind of creeping along, in the absence of regulations, the conditional use permit for the Armory data center has basically become de facto regulations. So that conditional use permit has things like a renewable energy standard for the building, heat requirements, sound requirements. So it's kind of become its own policy.
St. Louis County is also considering regulations. What's the latest there?
In St. Louis County, a very similar process to that which is going on in the city is taking place. This would be for unincorporated parts of the county, so municipalities like Webster Groves, Ferguson, Fenton, their zoning laws would supersede the zoning laws that the Planning Commission is currently hearing. Much like St. Louis City, the planning department came up with these zoning rules. They put them forward. These are a little less stringent when it comes to energy rules and things like that, but it still puts a lot of those same rules forward, where these data centers can go, how much light they can produce, sound, how much energy they can use, etc. The Planning Commission heard it. There was public comment. As you can imagine, it was very negative. The planning department is going to take that feedback back. They're going to then work on a second draft and bring it to the Planning Commission in mid-September. The Planning Commission then is expected to make a final vote on it, and then it would go to the County Council, who would make a final decision.
Kaven Mansouri and Kate Grumke, thank you so much.
They were speaking there to our colleague, Jonathan Aul. For more details on data center policies that local governments are considering, go to stlpr.org. Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Our theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. But today, to send you into the weekend, how about a little Foo Fighters covering AC/DC? This is from a performance in the BBC Live Lounge. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great weekend. Yeah.